The price of rejecting God. The price of rejecting God. What's the cost? The cost of rejecting God. That's the title of the message. The cost of rejecting God. 126. For this reason, he handed them over. God handed them over to the passions dishonoring. Vile, filthy passions. Vile, filthy passions. The cost of rejecting God. By the way, happy Feast of First Fruits. This is the Feast of First Fruits. The Jews do not celebrate this feast, by the way. On the Feast of First Fruits, Jesus was raised from the dead. That's the resurrection, the Anastasia. I'm going to preach in a little while, Sleepers in the Dust. And we're going to go back to Isaiah and look at that, Isaiah. Well, here we have people that are going to be, they have dishonored God, they have rejected God. Now it says that God has given them over to dishonorable passions. For the females of them, the females, the theleia, the females. The word female there means the ones that give suck, literally. The ones that give suck. Comes from phallus, which means to give suck. The females of them, they transformed. Literally, he transformed the natural use to that which is outside of nature. This is quite a sermon to come across on Easter morning, isn't it? He's changed them from that which is natural to that which is unnatural. A man and a woman fit together real good, but two women don't fit together and two men don't fit together. Simple as that. That doesn't work. That's unnatural. Verse number 27. These people missed the boat and they were caught in the cesspool. Down the drain. The cost of rejecting Christ. Cost of rejecting Christ. And likewise also, both, and likewise also, the males, having left the natural use of the female, they flamed out. They flamed out in the lust of them toward one another. Males and males. Males and males. Indecency. Shamefully. Working down. And this is the Pauline word, by the way, that he uses here. Antimistheon. Antimistheon. And this means just wages. A debt that's paid in full. When they rejected God, God gave them over to these unnatural functions with their bodies. And they destroy one another. That they, this natural repayment, payment in full, which he kept on binding the error of them, in themselves, receiving back. And in the same way, the men abandoned the natural function of the woman and absolutely atomically flamed in their desires toward one another, men and men committing indecent acts, receiving in their own persons the due penalty of their error. The due penalty of their error. Verse number 28. I mean, we could go into this deep. This is the gay community is what it's called. This is the gay community. But are they gay? They kill one another. They do all kinds of stuff to one another all the time. They torture one another. And there is very little bit, it's not monogamous. Whether they say they want to be married or not, most of the time it's not monogamous. They just run from one to another like that. Just here and there, helter skelter. This is in the Bible. See, we've got this far. This is where we are, so we have to look at this. The error of them. That word error is planes. Planes. Brother Roger, remember what planes means?
No.
We got our word planet out of that word. Planet. How about it, Christine? How about planes? You remember what this word means?
Out of orbit.
Out of orbit. That's right. They're out of track. They've lost the track. They're off the road. God created man and woman to be put together perfectly. But they have completely corrupted the design and invented other things. The inventions of men's minds. Verse number 28. Now, before we go on any further, remember the legend of Lilith? What was Lilith? According to Hebrew legend, Jewish legend, and the rabbinical and the hadith, the Mishnah and the Talmud. Brother Roger?
Adam's first wife.
That was Adam's first wife. Now, I want you to understand, this is mythical. This is mythical. But this is what it is. His first wife was Lilith. Now, her name is only used one time in the Bible. But she's the mother of all lesbians. That's who she was. This is it. This is the lesbians, what they call hero. The hero of all the lesbians. This is the woman that seduces all young men and all that, just puts awful evil thoughts in women and men's minds. And they used to have a little omelets. You know what an omelet is? You know, St. Christopher and all that. The Jews had an omelet that said, out with Lilith. Out with Lilith. In with Hava. With Eve. Out with the Lilith, in with Eve. Because she would corrupted all of men, all of women, and all the men within the homosexuality. Here is the leader of homosexuality. Now, it's actually a myth, but this is what they believed. They always, a woman that was pregnant, she had to wear an amulet. She would wear these silver and gold amulets, and it would protect her from Lilith. Because Lilith always tried to kill all the young born, newborn children. Lilith.
What's that?
Lilith. Lilith was supposedly Adam's first wife.
Oh.
Okay? And she was the mother of all lesbians and homosexuals. She's the hero of all of these people. And anyway, the Jews, especially in Germany, when they got into Germany, we have Christmas, we have Hanukkah, turned into Christmas now. They have loaned a lot of things to them. But a lot of this... where did tarot cards and fortune telling come from? Came from the Jews. And this was all during the time when they were in the dispersion in Europe. This is when all this took place. You're going to get up here a little closer, Bill?
Yeah, I get new hearing aids.
Okay.
Christ, so I'll be a new man.
All right. It says God gave them over to depraved minds. Verse number 28. And
so God gave up on them is what it's saying, right?
God turned them over. They rejected God. And then God gives them over. This is the trail of the God rejectors. This is what happens to God rejectors. Okay. Now we have people that they want to have homosexual churches, don't they? They want to do this. They want to be married by ministers. They're demanding rights, and they're demanding us to tell them they're okay. Not only they want the rights, which is, you know, we live in a democracy, supposedly. And if they're out working in jobs and everything like that, yes, I can see how they might want some equal rights in job and all of this. Yes, okay. And maybe society owes that to them. But they want to break into religion now. They want to break into religion and tell us to, and make us say in churches that they are okay. We have an indictment right here from God Himself in the book of Romans by the Apostle Paul. You think Apostle Paul wrote this by inspiration? Did he or did he not? You weren't in this when I did this class, Rob. I don't know whether anybody here was. Well, brother, you were in the Romans when I did the book of Romans. We went through this in Romans. They said I didn't stay on it long enough. I could have said a lot more then. But it's this is what happens when you reject God. This is the price of rejecting God. The price of rejecting God. It's a steep price. It's a hard price. It is the eternal price. Verse 28. And just as not they glorified, they saw fit to glorify the God. You see that? How do you glorify God? How do you glorify God, Dakota? How do you glorify God? By following Him? By listening to Him? Is that how you do it, David?
Be an example for Him.
Yeah, be an example for Him by listening to Him, by obeying Him. What's the first thing that God tells us?
To be baptized after we...
What's the first thing He says? Repent and believe. Believe in what? Believe that Jesus Christ gave us Himself for salvation. He gave us salvation. Now, these people didn't believe this. They don't want this. But with salvation comes the rules too, doesn't it? Doesn't it? I mean, we don't go to hell. No one goes to hell because they sin. Okay? Sin doesn't send you to hell. Rejecting Jesus Christ as your Savior sends you to hell. But as a child of God, when you sin, are you happy? No. You can't be happy. God's not going to let you be happy. Are these people happy?
No.
Not really. These are unhappy people, but what? They want to demand that we believe like they do, that everything's okay. We have to do this. That's not what the Bible says. Just as not they glorified the God to have the knowledge, their thinking was handed over. And then it says, and the God unto a reprobate. Unto their thinking is disqualified. Their thinking is infected. Their vices are infected. They have an infected mind. They have a reprobate mind. To do things which are not normal. Things which are not normal. And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved, reprobate mind. What does reprobate mean? Brother Bill, you remember what reprobate means? Reprobate. Reprobate. How about you remember? Reprobate. Dakota, reprobate. Stephen, reprobate. Marilyn, reprobate.
It's somebody that is going to go to hell.
Okay, that's not what I want.
Worthless.
They don't believe in God.
Christine.
Ungodly.
Christine. Reprobate.
Damned.
Damned. It, all of this means that, Sharon. One who has... One who has denied the faith. Reprobate is one who has denied the truth, the faith, the Word of God. They've denied it. And now they want to make up a Bible of their own. They want to rewrite the Bible. God made a mistake with us. God made us like we are. Have you heard that? No, He did not make them that way. They made a choice. They made a choice. God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not decent, which are not normal. Not normal. 29. The cost of rejecting God. the cost of this belief. 29. And they were filled and saturated to the brim. They were saturated. Brother Bill, have you ever filled a coffee cup over full?
Yep.
What happened? Run over all. It run over. And if you just kept on pouring, then what happened?
Just keep running over.
Just going all over. That's the term right here. Having been filled up to the brim and running over all around in all unrighteousness. All unrighteousness, wrongdoing. Poneria. Poneria. That's the word poneria. What is this poneria?
Pornography.
Pornography, what else?
Twisted.
Twisted is twisted.
Love.
It means what? Prostitution. Male and female prostitution. This means homosexuality. All of this messed up, twisted up sexual behavior. That's it. This type of wickedness, this type of sexual behavior is damaging to you and to others. It is. And then, with prostitution, what does prostitution usually do?
Degrade.
What?
Degrade.
It degrades. It degrades the purpose of a woman, doesn't it? God gives women beauty and attraction to men, attracted to women, and they have beauty and everything. And these women twist this beauty up to attract people that will come and stay with them for 30 minutes or an hour or whatever, and they think they're in love. They're lying to you. They're lying. And these people are pleonexia. Nadine, it's good to see you. Happy Feast of First Fruits. This word pleonexia, it means to sail around and grab everything you can see. Covetous. To sail around and grab. To sail around and grab. To grab everything they can do. And what do? They want all of this. Evil, kakia. Evil. Full, filled plumb up with evil. The word mestos here, that means full and filled up. That's used two times in the New Testament. It means filled up to capacity, packed down and stuffed full and overflowing. That's what it means with covetousness. And of phothano, that means envy. They want everything everybody else has. They do. They want everything everybody else has. Grabbing everything. And then what else comes along with this prostitution, homosexuality and everything besides all of this? What else? What do they do to each other all the time? Murder and kill. Murder and kill. Murdering and killing. Sometimes they murder each other with disease, don't they? People have died with this. About in the 1500s, 1530 or 40 or something like that, a pope got an idea that he's going to turn loose these leper colonies because he thought these people were really being mistreated and having leper colonies in Europe. Well, they were running back and forth to America, and they were raping and pillaging here and raping and pillaging. These are the Spanish soldiers, you know, and they were going all over the place. You're raping and pillaging. Well, they turned some of these lepers out, but there was a form of leprosy that wasn't leprosy. It was syphilis. Where it literally people would go blind. Their tongues would swell up. Their noses, their ears would fall off. It was like they thought they had leprosy, but it was syphilis. Those Spanish soldiers spread syphilis all over Europe. Everywhere. By their raping and pillaging. That's the way they were paid. Raping and pillaging. And they did it in the name of the Holy Catholic Church, didn't they? murder and strife, wrangling and guile, deceit, to catch with bait, that's the word there, and treachery, malignity of character, and this is Romans 1 and verse 29. And now we have the word soul in here. We have the word wrath in this word. And it's sitheristos. It means to from the very souls of them outward, they are filled with from their very souls. Their souls are filled with hate and killing and strife. Hate and killing and strife. They are anarchists. They want to change societies. They want to control societies. That's what this is. Quite a story, isn't it? Galatians, the fifth chapter, talked about this also. And they're liars and deceivers. Verse 30. The high cost of rejecting God. These are katalalus. Laleo. Laleo. Remember what that laleo means there, Brother Roger? Laleo? That means to talk with human speech. They use the human form of speech to slander. Slanderers. People that slander. This reminds me of 1415 Truxton Avenue. Down there. And the courthouse and the courtroom. Down talkers, slanderers, to talk back. James 4:11, 2 Corinthians 12:20. And then it says here, God haters. God haters, the high cost of rejecting God. They become God haters with their lives. God haters, theosotiges. Hateful to God, insulters to God. We might call this God blasphemers. Those that blaspheme God. In Latin, it's Deo Ahibilis. And then we have another word. It means hibistros, hibristos. That means, there was an old guy on television a long time ago. He had a tongue of malice. Remember who he was? Don Rickles? Remember when he always cut people? That's what, where we got the idea of chopping people up. This is what we call roasting people. That's the word right there. It means to roast people. To insult people for the sake of insulting them, just to be mean. To run people down, to be mean to them, to talk bad about them. That's what it says. Down talkers, God haters, and people that return evil for good. When you try to do something good for somebody, and they do what? They do evil to you. 2 Samuel 10:4. And then we got a word here that means to shine above others. Arrogant. To shine above arrogant people. Arrogant. It says here in the New American Standard, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant. Arrogant. Haughty. To shine above others. To turn your own spotlight on. Stuck up. They won't talk to people. Everybody's below them. Sounds like some of these presidential candidates, doesn't it? Alozonos. Boasters, braggers, arrogance, boasting, ostentatious. It means to lead people astray. To lead people astray with words. And then, I mean, Paul is using some real rough language here, people. In verse number 30. Now we have these thighs that are entrepreneurs in evil. What's an entrepreneur? You know what an entrepreneur is? That's what Brother Abe's doing right now. See, he's an entrepreneur, isn't he? But this is an entrepreneur in evil. It's inventors, seekers of evil, finders of evil things. They seek out and see if they can find something evil to do. The dwellers in the darkness. When do you have trouble, people break into your home usually? At nighttime. When do people go out and revel and drink and carouse? Usually at nighttime. When do the drug addicts hit the streets? After 9, 10, 11, 12 o'clock at nighttime. That's it. Seekers of evil things and disobedient to parents. Disobedient to parents. Pretenders. Inventors of new forms of vice. Verse number 31. I wrote down here 14, 15 Truckstead Avenue. I was acquainted with that place. If you want to call it that. I think it's a place in the bottomless pit. 31. It means not be able to discern. Senseless. Unable to put things together. Unable to know better. Reckless. Perverse. Reckless. Reckless characters. Reminds me of my family. Reckless. Reckless characters. Faithless. Untrustworthy. Covenant breakers. Treaty breakers. Outlaws. False. People that are false to their engagements. They cannot be trusted. And then we have the word astorgos, astorgos, astorgos. That word is used two times in the New Testament. Brother Roger, you remember what this astorgos means?
Is that
astorgos? Sharon, astorgos?
I don't know.
Okay, now, you know who's next, don't you, Brother David? Astorgos. Comes from storgio.
Without trust?
Without family love. They don't love their families. They do not love their families. No family affection. Storgio, that means families. Astorgio means no family, no family love. Absolutely without family love. Without family love. Without normal affection. Heartless, hard-hearted people to their family. Heartless and hard-hearted. And then we have the last one here, the last little. It means unmerciful, cruel, incompassionate. These are the terrible effects of sin on the human race when they have rejected God. The terrible effects on the human race when they have rejected God. The results of rejecting God. Number 32. That's the last verse in this chapter. We're finally going to get to chapter 1 of the book of Romans. All they knew, although they knew the righteousness of God, okay? They knew what the righteousness of God was. They knew the ordinance of God. What is an ordinance? Ordinance. What is an ordinance?
A rule that's set down.
Rules. They knew the rules of God. Go to the darkest part of Africa where they have never heard a missionary speak or anything. Go to the South America and to some of those jungles down in there. And do you think that they know what right and wrong is down there? Do they have consciences? Absolutely. They have consciences. They know there's a God. They may try to worship Him in some weird way, but they know there's a God and they know what right and wrong is. Do they know what stealing is? How do these people support themselves and their habits? By stealing. By lying. By selling themselves. Whatever it takes. They knew that the decrees of God, they've known this. They said they having known this. It says, although they knew the ordinances, the practices, the ordinances, the rules of God that were written from in their hearts. Isn't that what the first part of this chapter said? That the rules of God are written in the hearts of mankind? Brother Bill, but even before you went to church, you knew what right and wrong was. Yeah. And it didn't take a switch off of a tree to do it. You know what right and wrong is. You know that. They know the ordinances, the rules of God. And it says those who continually practice such things are worthy of what? Worthy of thanatos. Thanatou. What's thanatos? What's nekros in Greek? Huh? Dead bodies. What's thanatos? Huh? Total separation from God. They're worthy of hell. That's that. This is thanatos. This is the second death right here. You can die once. Don't worry about the guy that can chop your head off and stab you in the side or shoot you with a 45, Brother Bill. Worry about the one that can cast you into hell fire forever. That's the second death. He's worthy of hell. They are. Not only them. This goes on a little further. But those who approve what they're doing, those who approve the practices of them, although they knew God, they knew the ordinances of God, they knew the rules of God, and those who continually practice such things are worthy of hell. Just put hell down there because that's what it's talking about. They not only do the same, but also give hearty approval. They cheer those who practice these things. Cheer them on. Yay! Yay. Cheer them on. That's a hard chapter right there, this last part of it. We started at God's romance with humanity, and now and that God put in the heart of every man that God is there, that He's trying to draw every man there. He draws every man to Himself, even those that become atheists and agnostics and pagans. These are pagans that we're just talking about. These homosexuals, prostitutes, are all pagans. And they're reprobates. What's reprobate mean now? What's reprobate mean, Belleville? Reprobate. One who has denied the truth. One who has denied God. One who has denied God. Now let's go to... What?
Against God.
One who has denied God, reprobate. That means the act of leaving the faith, of going away from the faith. 2 and verse 1. Now it says, this is impartiality of God. Therefore, inexcusable you are, O man, the one judging, every one of you that passes judgment. Mm-hmm. Now, this reminds me of 1415 Truxton Avenue again. Every lawyer in Bakersfield is going to be judged higher than anybody else here. Did you know that? Every lawyer in Bakersfield, this is what they call themselves what? Esquire. That's a term for royalty, isn't it? And they are the ones that pass judgment, and they are the ones that, that's why most politicians are bad, because they're lawyers. Okay? To be a lawyer, you almost have to have your conscience seared. I think we ought to go, you know, since this lawyer business came from Europe, I think we ought to go back to England. You know what all of the attorneys in England do? When they pass their bar, you know what they do? You listening, Marilyn?
I'm listening.
They pastor bar and they have to stand before a judge and they have to swear allegiance to the crown that they will never, never try to defend a guilty criminal and use their abilities to get him off when they know he's guilty. That they owe their allegiance to the nation, first of all. Not to who can come up with the most money. Boy, that would be a change in society, wouldn't it, right there? Oh, we're here in the 12th and the 13th chapter of Romans. He gets after them again, doesn't he? Right here.
Would that make, in their behavior, though, I mean, politicians here swear an oath to uphold the Constitution. It doesn't make any difference.
That I did. You ever seen one and tried to perpetuate truth? I was had a lawyer one time, and they had a judgment come down, and they said, "Surely these other people won't try to keep on defending this bad person now that the truth is out." They defended it more, harder, even though the truth was out. Why? They reveled in wickedness. They reveled in rank. But you know what? They're going to be judged twice as hard. The judges are going to have the greatest judgment. These people, when I was in the courtroom, I look at them and I said, "Boy, you're in trouble. You people are in trouble down here. This is where the judgment begins, right here for these people. This is where it's going to begin." How many lives have they ruined? The judges and the kings. How many lives have they ruined? God's going to call them to account. "You're without excuse, every man of you who passes judgment. Or in the way that you judge another, you are condemned yourself. For you who judge practice the same things." Some counties have bad reputations, don't they? Nationally, some counties. You know, Chicago had a bad reputation for a long time, in New York City, didn't they?
Still do.
Corruption. Right where we live has got one of the biggest corrupt histories in the nation right here. Right here. This is one of the most corrupt counties in the nation. Right here. Corruption. They're going to be judged. All the people they broke, all the people they've done wrong to, they're going to pay for it. Verse number 2. "For we know that the judgment of God rightly falls upon those who practice such things." We know that. They are without excuse. Who passed these laws against the people's will? Do you know one state that ever passed a law that recognized homosexual marriages? Not the populace, but they got the judges and the lawyers to do it. Their little dirty work. By what? What are those criminals up there in Washington, D.C., what are they called? Legislators, but what are the ones that go up there that do nothing but corrupt?
Lobbyists.
Every one of them might be taken out with a 24-karat gold guillotine and have his head chopped off. That's corruption, people. These are lobbyists. These are people that buy people's votes. Lobbying. Do we have the gay lobbyist? Do we have them? Yes or no? Guess what? They won.
Well, didn't
won.
People in California vote?
Voted against it.
Times.
Yeah. They voted and voted and voted and voted. And the legislator, these people we're talking about right here, Paul's lambasting them before it ever happened. This is what we call prophecy. In the last days. Yeah. "For we know that the judgment of God rightly falls upon those who practice these things." There it is. Verse number 3. Verse number 3. "How do you reckon, old man? Do you reckon this, old man? When you pass judgment upon those who practice such things and do the same yourself, that you will escape the judgment of God. You know what's the problem with this? The lawmakers are doing it. This is their lifestyle. In 1123 A.D., there was a very terrible, terrible law passed. How many of you know what that law was? 1123 A.D. Brother Roger, you do.
Celibacy.
The law was handed down by the bull, the papal bull or papal indictment, that all the priests would be celibate. That's unnatural. Did you know that? That's what we're talking about here. This is unnatural. This is unnatural law. And from that time on, they began to seduce the children. This is the Catholic Church we're talking about. They began to seduce the children. They began to seduce the wives. And in Germany, I've said this in my church history classes, in Germany, those Germans over there are tightwads, aren't they? They are really, they don't like to pay for anything that they don't get. Those German farmers and businessmen were paying to raise those priests' children because they impregnated their wives and their daughters. And so they made the priests in Germany have concubines. And this is the terrible stories about the little babies thrown in lime pits and all that business and the convents and all that. That happened. That's true. That's history. This is history. When you go against God's word, what happens? It blows up in your face. Yes.
Are those the ones that they found buried under the church?
Oh, yeah.
Baby bodies.
They threw a lot of them away. And then, you know why the Catholics have these adoption things? You know why they adopt these children out? It was because of this to begin with. The ones that weren't killed. We see all this. Oh, man of God, when you pass judgment, this is our legislatures right here today, isn't it? They're under the... not the papal bull, but they're under the commandments, the ordinances of God. They will answer to them first. Not when we make new rules against God. This happened just to be the subject today, by the way. I didn't invent this at all. This is from God's Word. When you preach from God's Word, it just covers everything, doesn't it? Sooner or later. Now let's look at here. Or do you think lightly of the riches of His kindness and the forbearance and the patience, not knowing that the kindness of God leads you to repentance? What kindness of God leads you to repentance? What's that kindness? Sharon? What leads you to repentance?
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit leads you to repentance. The Holy Spirit leads you to repentance and faith. You're saved by faith, and that's it. Where's the faith come from? That's another kindness of God. And faith comes from God. Repentance comes from God. Conviction comes from God. All these things come from God. That's where they come from. All of this. The righteous. The riches. The riches. The overflowing kindnesses of God. And the forbearance. And the patience. And the long-mindedness. The patience and the long-mindedness. Forbearing. God is really patient with us, isn't He? How many of you would be alive here today if God wasn't patient with you? Nobody. Don't ever worry about sin sending you to hell. When you've been saved, don't worry about that. But you may help yourself along with it. You may help yourself to the grave, but not to hell. His kindness and forbearance and patience. Not knowing that the kindness of God leads you to repentance. Leads you to repentance. That's God's gift. That's God's kindness. When you repent, that's God's kindness, isn't it? Verse number 5. because of your hard-headedness, even though somebody have a head like a brick bat, like a rock. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rock-headed. You know anybody rock-headed, Brother Bill? Don't you? All right. Don't know anybody that's hard-headed, huh? Stubborn, hard-headed, unrepentant in heart. You are storing up wrath for yourself in the day of the revelation of the righteous judgment of God. Boy. You're treasuring up. That word is Theosaurus. You know, we have a Theosaurus. That's an encyclopedia, you know, the old encyclopedia. That was a treasure of words. That's where it comes right out of this Greek word here. You're laying up. You're treasuring. Your treasures are what? Going to be the wrath of God. How many of these legislatures today... How many of these legislatures today are storing up the wrath of God upon their heads? That's what we've been talking about all through this period of time here. Storing up wrath for yourselves in the day of wrath and the revelation. Look at that word revelation there. The unveiling of the righteous judgment of God. Look at how many judgments are there, by the way? How many judgments are there? Talk about the judgments of God. What takes place over here at the Great White Throne? That's what we're talking about right here. This is the Great White Throne. We have people raptured over here at the beginning of the church age, or at the end of the church age, the beginning of the tribulation period. They're raptured and they're taken up to God, and God judges them there. They're in the bride or they're not in the bride. They're guests at the wedding or not guests at the wedding. Remember the 10 virgins? The 10 virgins were what? Were they the bride? No. Who were these 10 virgins? Those are guests at the wedding. Guests of the bride. Guests. To be a guest of the bride is an honor, isn't it? Bridesmaids, Dakota. Bridesmaids. They get to wear these special dresses and stuff at a wedding, don't they? Bridesmaids. The bridesmaids. The guests at the wedding. But some of these weren't ready, were they? Not even to be bridesmaids. Not even be guests. But because of your stubbornness and unrepentant heart, you are strong. You're storing up wrath, treasuring up wrath. Who will unveil the righteous judgment of God right here? That's where people are judged, where they're going to go in hell. Is there degrees in hell? Is there degrees in hell? Let me remind you of a few little sentences spoken. Jesus said to the cities around Galilee, he said it will be more tolerable in hell or in the judgment that those going to hell for Sodom and Gomorrah than for you, because you have been seen the beautiful works of God with your own eyes. If they had seen what you have seen, they would have repented in sackcloth and ashes. But you did not. Who's going to have the greater judgment? Capernaum, Chorazin, all of these around there, because they saw the Word of God. They saw it. Verse number 6. Who will render to every man according to his deeds. Here's where your works are. People are in hell today. Are in Hades today, aren't they? When you go to Hades, the first thing that gets you into Hades, Joanne, what gets you into Hades?
Sin.
No. What gets you in Hades? What gets you in Hades? You're not thrown in Hades because of sin. What gets you to sin? What gets you to sin? Rejecting Jesus Christ. All right, now your sins determine what place you are in hell. You take some terrible person like Charles Manson, he's going to be in a hot spot. Joseph Smith, Gardner Ted Armstrong, Herbert Armstrong, Muhammad. Charles Hayes Russell. How many people have they damned and kept away from God? They're going to be guilty. They're going to be punished so hard in hell because of who they have got there. So there's different places in hell. Now, there are different awards and degrees in heaven, too. There are degrees in hell and degrees in heaven. Now, Hades and Sheol are in existence today, aren't they? What's the last final abode of these people? Gehenna, the lake of fire. That's where all of Hades is thrown in here after they've been judged right here for what they've done. And they will find out what hot spot they get there. One real hot spot over there with lots of torments and suffering. Have you ever thought about, have you read the book of Revelation lately? I'm teaching that in Kingdom Studies right now. I think I'm on number 54 that I've done so far in Kingdom Studies. I'm talking about hell. There's a period of time on this earth during the tribulation period that Jesus unleashes all of those demons in hell that are so powerful and everything that they could not be turned loose on society. And they're turned loose on people on the earth for a while. But you know those demons are going to be in hell forever? What are they going to be doing in hell? Will they help torment Muhammad, Joseph Smith, Charles Hayes Russell? These people, will this be the torments of hell? Part of this? Will it be? One last verse. To those who, by perseverance in doing good, seek the glory of honor and immortality and eternal life. What is doing good? How do you do good? Do God's will. What's God's will? What is God's will?
That we accept His.
That we accept the softness and kindheartedness of God leads us to what? Repentance and salvation. That's the softness and kindheartedness of God. That's what it says here. The softness and kindheartedness of God leads us to repentance and to salvation. And once you've been saved, it's done. You are still living in a sinful body, and we do sinful things, and God spanks us up. I had a word on here. Remember this word, Brother Roger? What was that word?
Yesar.
Yesar. What does that word mean? It's kind of like paideon, isn't it? Huh? Remember that one? That means to correct by blows. God corrects us by blows that are His. He don't touch the devils. They just go on and do what they're going to do. But God's people, He corrects by blows sometimes. Not to send them to hell, because that's not in there, but He corrects us. He corrects us below. Thank you for your attention this morning, and happy Feast of First Fruits. Happy Resurrection Day, and happy Easter to all of you. Dakota, thank you for all of those good eggs and Abe's cookies and everybody that brought things today. And go out and do something eternal.